Welcome back to Ask the Housing Guru. I'm David Hochberg. On the phone with me is Mr. Mark Malnati. How are you, Mark?
How you doing, David?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great to see you the other night.
Well, what a great operation there, my friend. Mark's talking about the grand opening of the new restaurant two blocks from my office. Welcome to the West Loop, Mr. Malnati.
Well, thanks. We've been living in the West Loop for the last 2.5 years, so we're not newcomers, but the restaurant is. So
well, welcome. How about this? Welcome commercially to the West Loop. It's good to have a pizza. I used to have to go all the way downtown to Wells to get my Lou Malnati's when we ordered it, so now I could walk two blocks down the street and get them. I'm real excited. You guys took over the old Ina's operation, and you know, I want to get to that a little later, but let's talk about in the beginning. Okay, your dad started this with your mom in 1971, Lou Malnati started. A lot of people don't know that. We're doing this segment because I wanted to bring real estate business owners and real estate moguls on to talk about real estate and not about, yes, you know, we all know Malnati's Pizza. I literally have it, Mark, every Sunday. That's our go-to pizza. We go to Northbrook if I'm picking it up, or my father-in-law picks it up from the Buffalo Grove operation off of Lake Cook in 83. That's another great place that we go to. I've also ran over when I'm at my parents' house to Park Ridge. So I've got my locations down to a T there, Mr. Malnati. I know exactly where to get my pizza fixed. But I don't want to talk about pizza. Everybody knows you make great pizza. I want to talk about how real estate impacts the Malnati Pizza Empire. And I want to start from the beginning when your mom and dad went out to Lincolnwood. And I'm going to tell you a story. I moved to Chicago in 1972. And my dad worked across the street. Okay, you know that little street that cut right in front of that restaurant there? There's like a 6- or 8-unit story building with the bank on the floor. It's where my dad worked. That's where my dad worked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we used to go to your restaurant in Lincolnwood all the time. But like 1970s,
Your dad worked at the restaurant and he's told you that.
Well, and then he just went across the street to show that he was trying to do something for a living. I don't know.
I think he was at the bar all the time.
I can tell you one thing: we helped put you through college. That's for doggone sure. There's no doubt about that.
Really appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime. So I wanted to why Lincoln? Why Lincolnwood? You know, your dad was big with the Uno's and Dewey's and those restaurants establishing it down here. And when he told you, I read the bio, and when your father and mom and dad came out to Lincolnwood, you know, I guess your dad, you know, you tell the story that your grandfather said it was crazy and you'll fail. You know, walk us through that.
Right. Well, I think his first plan was to open at 625 North Michigan Avenue. In a building that Golub owned, and they talked about it for a long time, and it fell apart. I think he wanted, you know, his first impulse was, I think I'll just compete head-to-head with Uno and Dewey.
Sure.
And when that deal fell apart, he said, you know, I live in the suburbs. You know, it'll be a way easier commute. There isn't anything really like this in the suburbs. So he started keeping his eye open around there, and he had a couple brokers working for him. And when the old Novak's Chicken, which had been a real going restaurant, came available, he jumped it.
And started that in 1971. Your father unfortunately passed away a very, very young man. You got involved in the business graduating college with your mom, and then your brother joined in when he graduated. And you're currently at 39 locations. Okay, and how is managing 39 locations property-wise? How do you do it? Is there a specific team? Is there a division that handles the property? Because you have a lot of upkeep, you got a lot of maintenance, you have a lot of renovations, things break. Is there a division within Lou Malnati's Pizzas that just concentrates on maintaining the buildings?
Absolutely. So we have a facilities division. We have, and it's two parts. Part of it is construction, and there's one guy in that area underneath the facilities director, and then we have a repair and maintenance division, and that's six people right now.
Six people.
Right. Because the more you build, the more you have to maintain.
So
that department keeps growing.
So your freestanding facilities, full-service restaurants like the one in Lincolnwood, and the one, I guess Ina's isn't a freestanding, if you will, but it's a beautiful building. Anybody that wants to go to it, it's in the West.
It is a freestanding. It's a freestanding building.
Is that what?
There's another building up against it, but it's a freestanding building.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to consider that an attached building, but it's a freestanding building. Beautiful parking lot, which is key in the West Loop, which is huge in the West Loop. So, how many freestanding buildings do you have out of the 39?
We have 13 restaurants, all of which are freestanding, mm-hmm. and then 26 carryout and delivery stores. All of which are in strip centers.
And from a business owner's point of view, there's a lot of decisions that go into opening up a restaurant. Location, taxes, different types of regulations. When it comes to real estate, what are the top three factors when the Malnati management team sits down regarding real estate when you choose to open up and acquire a new building or open up a new takeout facility?
That's a great question. We are looking for, we're sort of near the top of the market as far as the quality and the cost of the product. I mean, we're a higher end product. And we are always looking at the demographics, and we want to make sure that there's enough people in a concentric circle and that they haven't, and they certainly that they can afford to buy a high-end pizza. So we don't do great around college campuses where people want things really fast and really cheap. We do better in communities where there's a decent income level. And where there's a lot of people living within 3 miles of our store, 3 to 5 miles.
So density is important.
It is.
Okay. And so so right now, as we speak, your northernmost stores or locations are Gray's Lake and Gurnee up by Great America. The southernmost store location is in Joliet, and the westernmost store is in Lakewood. Do you have any plans to go outside that 50, 75-mile concentric circle, if you will, from, if you just drew a big circle? And what factors would go into expanding even further and growing the empire from 39 to 49 to 59 to 69?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's several questions at once. We will continue to grow as the population increases in the, kind of in the power communities. And that's, that's what we have done over the last 43 years. I think that we have some gaps, especially on the south side of town. We've been over most of our history, a north and western suburb organization, and we're now trying to fill in some of those holes. We have a goal to open a couple restaurants as well as several more carryouts in those areas over the next, 5 to 10 years. And at the same time, we are now pursuing opportunities in Northwest Indiana and will soon be moving up north into Wisconsin.
So that 2-to-1 ratio with takeout facilities and full service restaurants, is there a reason for that or is it just the way it is right now?
It's kind of a hub and spoke mentality. I think that some communities we feel aren't quite mature enough, aren't really ready to handle a full service restaurant, and others are. And when they're good, as far as their demographics, but don't quite have the number of people, then we'll generally look to open a carryout and delivery store.
Okay, let's focus in now, if you will, on Ines. Okay, I'm at 1141. So the address of that location would be what? 1241. Is that
1235?
And if anybody wants to know where it is, it's just west of Halsted Avenue on Randolph. It's a great place to go before all the ball games, before all the concerts. Right off of Randolph Street. huge parking lot. I was there on Saturday. Beautiful facility. You took a building that Ina, the sweetest lady on who owned a restaurant on Western Avenue, on Randolph Avenue, and talk about the genesis of acquiring that property. Was it, do you typically go directly to the business owner or the property owner, or do you work through a chain of realtors?
Well, it just depends on the on a specific deal. In this case, Ina and I had met one another a few years back. We had a mutual friend, Dan Rosenthal, who's in the restaurant business, and he had introduced us. And when Ina and I had talked about the potential for Malnati's coming in the West Loop, and she wasn't quite ready at that point. And you know, it's probably a year and a half later that Dan said, you know, I think Ina might be a little more motivated now. She had polio as a child, and she was just having more and more trouble kind of moving around. And that was, you know, that's the biggest thing. I mean, she has a, you know, a spirit that just keeps going. I mean, she's got the will and the energy of a 22-year-old. And, you know, unfortunately, her body has aged a little bit. When I sat down with her, the next time she said, you know, we talked about deal points for a few minutes, and she said, you know, I, even from the first time I met you, I knew I was going to sell to you. And I was kind of, really? I didn't know that. And, but she's that, you know, she's that kind of woman. She, you know, has, a terrific sense of intuition, and she knows what she wants. And she wanted to maintain the spirit of the place. She wanted to maintain a family style restaurant. A place where guests would be welcomed and where, where the heart of the West Loop could live on. And so.
So when you were sitting in there negotiating the deal in the back, at the back table where she always sat, I'm sure, or maybe you went upstairs for a little privacy, were ideas running through your head what you were going to transform that property into? Because you took a building that I don't even know how old it was, but it still has the brick, the original brick, and you completely did a 360 on it. You tore everything out, and in under 6 months, was it, Mark? I don't even know how quick you turned that property around. You turned a fully functioning restaurant into a state-of-the-art, fully functioning restaurant with an elevator and a brand new parking lot and new signage and new frontage and new bathrooms and widescreen TVs, because we could use our cell phones in there now, because Ina would slap us on the hand if we used our cell phone. She'd kick us out of a restaurant. We could go in there with cell phones, but we couldn't use them. And you've completely turned that thing on its head. Did you have a vision in your head when you walked in there the first time of what it turned out to look like now with the finished product?
Yeah, I really did. I liked how the building felt. I had been upstairs, and Ina was using it, you know, as an attic pretty much. She hadn't served any customers up there for 8 or 10 years. And, you know, so I had a real sense of the bones of the restaurant, and it reminded me of our store in Schaumburg on Roselle and Schaumburg Road when we first bought that in 1985. It had a lot of the same characteristics. And so I felt like, this is how we'll do it. This is how it'll work. We'll put all the seating upstairs, maybe a small bar on the first floor, because we'll need most of the first floor for kitchen. And, those kind of things just kind of come.
And you've got that seating area out front for when the weather breaks and we could eat outside. We could eat our lunch outside, like Anna's used to be able to do al fresco for breakfast, lunch, before it got too cold. So you've got that all set up. When it comes to...
And hopefully that's going to be three seasons out there, because we're installing heat and fans and music and lights, and we're going to pin that up real nicely so that... I think we'll still be able to use it this next weekend if it all gets finished.
Well, I hope so, because that's my now go-to joint, because the places around us, went from a reasonable menu to a $17 hamburger. And, you know, listen, I'm a guy from the street here, Mark. I don't care how good your hamburger is. I ain't paying $17 for a hamburger. I'll go down, spend $20 at Malnati's Pizza and have a much better time at your restaurant than some highfalutin restaurant with, you know, with the $17 hamburger. So let's talk about...
Well, I like both. You know, you need all kinds to create a neighborhood. You need to be able to have, you know, the high end thing, because you want to go out and celebrate on a particular occasion. You want to have the, you know, the girl and the goat, or, you know, or one of the, you know, the new places around that area. You know, Randolph, or Fulton Market Kitchen, one of those, you know, great new places. But, you know, you got to have family restaurants too. You know, the people who live in the area want to have their go-to place. They want to have that place they can go to once or twice a week sometimes and not break the bank. And I think that's what we provide.
And you nailed it, because in that area, in the West Loop, I'm two blocks, you know, for people that don't know what area we're talking about, it's two blocks away. I'm two blocks west of where Harpo Studios is. Mark's restaurant is four blocks west of where Harpo Studios is. There's wine bars there. We've got a bunch of different, what's that? It's right across the street from me. The City Winery. The City Winery. Yeah. You got Alhambra across the street. You've got Rick Bayless is coming down, opening up soon.
Right.
And it's just.
And so we decided, you know what, let's open the. The Mercedes of pizza places right there. It's fitting in that area. It's got, you know, it's a little ruddy. It's a little, you know, it's got the guts, like you said, the brick is showing and that, but it's still pretty dramatic and pretty, you know, pretty interesting for a pizza place.
When it comes to a build out, are you using one specific company? And is that company owned by the Malnati's Corporation? Are those workers that I saw, you know, schlepping back and forth every day for 4 or 5 months, however long it was, are they employed by you, or do you go to a GC, a general contractor, and contract all that out? Because you're starting to, you know, grow exponentially here. Are those employees of the Malnati Corporation, or are they an employee of a general contractor that you hire to do all this work?
Well, there's a whole team. You know, it starts out with Mark Nauer and his company up in Deerfield, who do all the architecture design for most all of our restaurants. And then we've used Focus Development now for the last 7 years. They're a company who was building condos, and then when the market crashed, we talked them into building our restaurants. And so they've, you know, done multiple restaurants for us. And then we have people on our team who are very instrumental in the building. We have an interior designer, and we have a person who works hand in hand with the contractor, and so and we're pretty big team
for a new
in order to pull off something like that.
For a new restaurant owner out there, how important is it to work with one designer, one engineering firm, and one builder? Because I would have to think, as a non-restaurant owner, with all of the different rules and regulations and permitting and what you have to follow, you got to stay on top of all that. And going with four or five different companies, it might be a bigger headache for you instead of just concentrating on one. Is that what you would recommend to somebody just starting out?
Well, I think if you find somebody good, it's, you know, it really behooves you to stay with them. But, you know, if you have, I mean, we have a couple projects going at one time right now. And so we have a couple different architects and a couple different builders, and, you know, and our staff is spread pretty thin, just kind of covering everything. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of having, you know, five or six different people and a different person every time. No, I like people to learn how we want to do things. And, you know, there's a certain way we want to do things every time. We want to build our kitchens so that they don't need a lot of maintenance every single time. And there's certain, you know, things that go in certain order, and I don't want to have to reteach that to someone. So, yeah, of course, it helps to have that same person coming back.
What's the biggest landmine that you typically step on that you try to avoid when you acquire a new property? and building it out. Is there just one specific thing? Oh, you know, it's the pipes. Oh, it's the lighting. Oh, it's this, it's that. Is there one landmine you scrub it down and try to avoid on every type of acquisition?
There's a couple. You know, I certainly, you know, ADA, the whole Disability Act has introduced a whole series of nuances into how we build. And so I think we want to be really aware of that because the solutions for ADA problems are very expensive. And then certainly if there's, you know, asbestos or, you know, any foreign elements in the soil or in the building, that's something you want to avoid as well. I mean,
underground tanks, underground storage tanks, all that remediation and all that.
Right. All that stuff just adds out of the project in a way, you know, that you never get return.
Yeah. Oh, so, by the way, Mark, we forgot to tell you, 1934, this used to be a service station. And as we are excavating your new refrigerating system, we unearthed a gas tank from 1963. So that's that kind of stops everything in its tracks, right? You got, they got to bring the Collins boys out there. Ooh, that's I could see how that would be a big mess.
Not good, but it's pretty common, especially in Chicago.
Yeah, with all the underground stuff. I know you're busy. We got one last question, then, because I know you got to jump into a meeting. Last question of the interview. What would you wish somebody told you about purchasing and maintaining and converting real estate when you first got into this business?
I think I would have wished that people said, spend more money up front because it'll be less maintenance, less costly maintenance down the road. And we've learned that over time. I think we tried to do, you know, I mean, we didn't have much, you know, when we started. And so we tried to do some things on a shoestring, and we've had to come back and rebuild, you know, the whole kitchen or, you know, and close down to do it. And, you know, I think if I could do it over again, I would have tried to, you know, beg, borrow, and steal some money early on to really try to do it right. You know, that's kind of the nature of this business. It's expensive to get into, and people are not likely to do that.
Invest the money up front. Invest the money up front.
I think so. The other thing is, for me, our plan has always been long term. We've always looked at, you know, we're going to be around for a long, long time. And so I've loved the opportunity to own our real estate. And, you know, we had guys early on who were willing to sell us property on contract and take the paper back. I really recommend that to anybody getting into this business if they can, because, you know, to build out a restaurant is expensive, and the ongoing maintenance is really expensive. And if you have a chance to own your own building versus rent from someone for the next 10, 20, 30 years, always better to own.
And on that, Mark, I appreciate you taking the time. I wish you nothing but continued success with the growth of the Malnati organization. I am a huge fan of your family's business. I invest in it heavily weekly, and I am very happy you're two blocks away from me in the West Loop, and nothing but continued success to you and your family.
All right. Well, thanks so much for having me on, David. I really appreciate it.